B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb,
go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb.
Wall Dick, where you at?
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
I didn't do anything. She was tagging the five sector.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Gorman, along with Tom Heinz, and welcome back to our coverage of Boston Celtic basketball.
Tonight, Gorman was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Come on, come on. I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, Toucher and Rich should have blasted myself. Same old jokes, even worse than Fred. Man, don't know dick. Makes me wish I was dead. Wallach and Rich trying hard to be funny. Can't believe those two getting money. Sucking up to guess who the hell cares. Just shoot me now, throw me down the stairs. Sitting at the mic trying to sound real big. How'd these boys ever land this gig? Every day it's the same old baloney. Judge must have been on something to give him a Marconi. Just gets worse as the day goes on. Belger and Mads, a brain-numbing egothon. Gotta start making changes. Would you rather Zoe and Beetle or two distant strangers? Come on, Tommy Heinsohn, what you think of this?
Are you kidding? That's ridiculous.
You gotta take it from T, a brother close to me.
Puckhead.
That's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
Come on, come on.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah, tell him, T, tell him.
That's just the way it is.
Don't hold back, T, give it your all.
Are you kidding me?
Mike G and the T, out.
Take that, 98 Mile.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are at the Toucher and Rich radio program. You know what? You can give us a call today. We can shoot the breeze. 617-779-0985. If you want to just sit back on a sunny summer day and shoot the breeze.
One of the better segments we've had on this show in a long time. Have you told Rich what that's about?
I mean, I just think he can figure it out. Okay. It was ingenious. Just to sit back and just shoot the breeze.
Just call it Yip Their Yapper?
Yeah, it's basically the same thing. You could have done it anyway. Wasn't
flap your gums? Call us and flap your gums.
Nah. It wasn't flapping gums. It was more like, hey, let's just have a down-home combo. Like, no prejudgments here. Let's not go crazy. Anyway, another day, night of no sleep. Fantastic times. It's every other night now. Very nice. Very, very nice. And I have a bunch of stuff I'm supposed to do today. And after the show, and very much looking forward to doing so on no rest. I would imagine things will go swimmingly and there will be no confrontations or any kind of arguments with anyone, because Lord knows when you have gone, 40 hours without sleep, things tend to work out your way.
Have you tried the Peloton during the day? Are you still doing that to try to get yourself knocked out at night?
I did use the Peloton. Well, I've been active, but I did use the Peloton 2 days ago. But what I've done is now I'm waiting for my sweet padded shorts to show up, because I don't know if you were around, you probably were, but what happens is that the seat, I don't know why bike seats are like this, but they're very small in the back. I know, Rich, that you got a cruiser, but I don't know if you know about the about the Peloton.
The Peloton is next level. This is just all I got to myself, like a little hybrid bike.
Yeah, you got yourself, like, you got a cruiser with, like, a basket on it, a little bell. So, this is real
stuff. I do
have
a basket.
Yeah, you do. You're running errands.
That's island living right there.
I got myself a basket. Now, it's not wicker. Yeah. Now, that would be like, oh, no, you don't do wicker.
That would be over the top. That would
Mine's
be,
like
that
metal would be, as hell.
That's right. Metal. You got a, yeah, it's got.
It's for the cool guys.
It's got Dillinger Escape Plan written on it. So, What was I talking about there?
You were talking about the bike seats.
Okay, so the bike seats. Yeah, this is going to be like that all day. What am I talking about? Is that they're very small in the buttock area. Then it's very long in a like banana shape, a straight shape, but about the width of a banana that comes between your legs. Now, so one day I was on the air, and I don't know if you were here or not, Rich, but I said my genitalia became very numb during the ride. Well, this is true because what happens is, and I don't know why the seat's like this. Maybe someone could give us that information, 617-779-0985. But the way the seat is formed, and by the way, in cycling classes at the gym, it's even worse. The way it's formed is that it squeezes against your taint, the area between your testicles and buttock. Right. And what it does is
taint your butt and it taint your penis, yes.
Yes, absolutely. That's what they taught you in school. That's what they taught you in school. So it restricts the blood flow. Now, what can happen, guys, is that it's permanent. And I guess this happens more frequently than you would think.
I had a doctor friend of mine text me as soon as he heard about this on the air.
Saying that is true.
Fred is absolutely correct, and he needs to have it looked at.
Well, no. It's only happened once, but I mean, no. Let's put it this way: if I lose feeling in my genitalia, as useless as they may be, yeah, I got a date with some prescription pills and a razor, because I don't want to be kicking around with no feeling in my genitalia at the age of 45. You know, take it away at 60. Maybe we got a conversation happening, but I don't want that now. So, I'm waiting for these padded shorts. Now, I want to see how this goes because there is a gel-like substance in a sack that covers the old taint-a-roo. And supposedly, this gives you some kind of relief because bike shorts worn by cyclists, if you just go by the best-selling bike shorts, are not padded. Now, what happens to your testicles, your scrotal sack, when you are wearing the tight shorts? And I'm being dead serious. I'm not trying to be ribald. I'm being dead serious. What happens when you, to your genitalia, when you're wearing super tight pants? I wish someone from Loverboy could call in, but like when you're wearing super tight shorts, what happens to the old, Franks and Beans? Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I mean, I wear a certain type of underwear when I'm on the bike, and it's just all that does is just kind of keep things in one spot. It's not like super tight, but it's padded. No, it is not padded. It's got like a
cup type thing. Yeah, you're not going.
Dude, I did 18 miles on that sumbitch the other day.
Oh man, how long did that take?
Wow.
Almost 2 hours. Well, yeah. I told you, I got out of bed the next morning and my leg didn't work.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
And I nailed my head like on the side table. That's right. No, it was one of those things where I'm like, I'm just going to keep going. And it was a loop. So like once you hit a certain point, you're like, you have to go back around all the way. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that was not a smart idea. I probably shouldn't have done that. Killed me for about 2 days.
There's a sense of terror that I cannot turn around. I'm at a place with no return. Shane, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Steak and eggs.
Hey.
Hey, Fred, I don't know. I know you got the shorts. That's good. But if you slide back on the seat so that your ass bone is right on the most padded part of the seat, that may help because it slightly raises you and takes the pressure off.
Yeah, people told me that, and I tried that. But you have to understand, and I have no ass, so it's bone on bone. So, like, I have no ass. There's no fat back there. It's just sweet, hard apples, just like a apple you'd find at a country store that you drove 45 minutes just to take a bite of. No, but I have no ass. So even if I slide back in the seat, everything comes forward. And then they tell you to go forward. You got to hold the handlebars. So you're naturally resting on the old taint-a-roo. So, Rich, to answer your question, which I'm glad you asked because it took up the break, is that I am going to ride this thing, but I do need to do some stuff so I don't lose the feeling in my genitalia. Because apparently with cyclists, this is something that is not unheard of.
But when you're able to do that, though, can you sleep later on that night? Like, if you just kick your own ass during the day, because that's kind of the – I've been told that's the secret, is you just have to wear yourself out during – not close to when you're going to bed, because that actually keeps you awake later. But, like, during the day, you have to do something that kind of kicks your ass, and that way you're
– Well, I didn't take a nap yesterday. I mean, I swam laps. I was in the sun. You can't sleep. You can't sleep. I don't have any sleep medication right now, so I'm like a heroin addict without any of that, so I just can't sleep.
I didn't tell you about the dumb thing that I did. I've been riding my bike, but, I mean, I've done zero stuff upper body, like nothing. Because I tried to order weights online over the last couple of months. First of all, do you know how expensive weights are? And second of all, do you know how tough it is to get weights during a pandemic? Like, it's almost like strange things all of a sudden are just missing. Like, I tried to get a water slide for the backyard because, you know, the pools aren't open. And, you know, so, how stupid is a water slide? Like a $150 water slide. You can't find them anymore. Like, all these inflatable pools and things. Weird stuff is missing. So the weights were, like, really tough to find. So I was driving around last weekend, and I saw that on the side of the road, there's been this area where people keep their, I don't know, it's like, you know, old cars or things like that. And I saw this rowboat that was for sale for $150. Like, you know, just a little dinghy thing, like a tiny little thing, one person deal with like two little oars on it. And it said $150. And I'm like, yeah, you know, rowing. That's one of those things that, you know, those guys in the rowing team, they're all jacked.
Not in the ocean, Nate.
That's a good upper body exercise.
How are you going to get that in the water?
Well,
with no trailer.
You see, there were a lot of questions that I really didn't have answered.
Like
when
the surf flipping your ass over during high tide?
When I pulled over and I got the phone number, and I called the guy, and they're like, hey, see, you got this rowboat, the old Walker Bay that I see on the corner of so-and-so, $150, right? And he goes, yeah. And I said, okay, here's the thing. I don't have a place to really, I don't know how to get it there. I can't get it to the water. And he goes, tell you what, for an extra $50, I can bring it down to the water for you. And I'm just like, is it worth $200? And I'm like, all right, sure, I'm going to get totally jacked. So he tells me where it's going to be, and he takes me to this part of like the harbor that's near here, or he puts it at this part of the harbor and leaves it there for me. And so I see this rowboat, and so I get there, and it's this beach where all of these, like, kids are, like, moms and kids are there. It's during the day. It was after the show at one point last week. I was just like, all right, I'm just going to go check out the rowboat. So I go over there, and it's basically, like, you know, kid school. It's all these, like, moms and kids, and there's, like, no guys there. And I show up, and behind all of them is this little rowboat. I'm like, okay, here we go. Let's see if we can figure this out. So I take the rowboat and I have to drag it through like these moms. So everyone's like, look at the jackass pulling a rowboat, knocking their kids out of the way. So I get into this little shallow water. Now, remember, this is a harbor, but there's still waves from the ocean coming in.
Right.
Okay? So I sit down in the rowboat and I get these oars, and there's these little latches that you got to stick into the side of it and everything. And I start like pushing, and I'm not going anywhere. And I'm putting in the water. I'm like, isn't this how they do it in the movies? And I'm doing it. And all of a sudden, I start like going in a circle. And then I drop one of the oars in the water and I pick it up. And I'm like, oh, I got to latch it in. And I start pushing like this. And I go on for like 5 minutes and I'm not going anywhere. And I can't figure it out. And finally, one of the moms goes, you're backwards. And I'm like, excuse me? And she goes, you row backwards. You don't row forwards. You point it backwards and you row backwards. And I went, oh, okay. So I turn the rowboat around, and I'm going in completely the wrong direction. I'm like, okay, well, that's good. And it takes me like about a good 2 minutes to even start moving. And finally, oh, there we go. It starts moving. And all of a sudden, I'm going so fast because a wave starts picking me up that I don't realize that I smack into the side of a boat that's stuck at the oaring on a mooring, and I fall out of my boat in like 3 feet of water. Like, it's not like, ah, I'm drowning, but it's like, and it knocks me out of the goddamn boat. And I'm sitting there, and while I did it, trying to catch myself, my finger got jammed between the boat and the rowboat.
Oh, man.
And so my finger's bleeding, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like maybe 20 feet away from like an entire beach full of moms and kids who are just like, who is this a-hole screwing around in a rowboat, knocking into people's boats and potentially our kids? So I end up saying, all right, I'm done for the day, and I take it and I go home, and I swear to God, I've been watching videos on how to row a rowboat. So for like the last several days after the show, I've just gone down to the harbor trying to row this thing. And dude, now I'm like Oxford Blues, man. I am out there just, I can at least go maybe 3 miles an hour on my rowboat backwards. So I'm just doing like circles in front of moms and kids trying to get that upper body totally jacked. I'm the coolest guy in the world right
now. You are becoming Tom Hanks in the movie where he gets on the, where he's talking to the volleyball.
Oh yeah,
Castaway.
It's true. It's totally true.
Like you're starting to lose your mind.
It's totally true. And anyone who would see me would want to keep their kids away from me because I'm literally the only man on this beach, and I'm this creepy dude with a beard and his own little tiny rowboat, and it looks like a kid's boat almost. It's so small. I mean, it's just like a one-person little deal. It's the one that you usually take out. If you've got a boat, you take the thing out there and you tie it up and do the thing. But it's even smaller than one of those. And I'm just, I can't even go. So basically, it looks like I'm just like staring at kids. Just, it's like an excuse to basically stare at kids because I'm stuck in this boat and I can't go anywhere.
Yeah. Like my wife and I, because my kids aren't coming back until the week after next, I think. And we go to the pool. I can't believe the pools aren't open around there. They're allowed to be, but maybe you can't go anyway. But the we've been going to the pool, but we're just by ourselves.
Yeah.
So it's like, and there's no other parents that aren't with kids. Like, there's no other adults that are not with kids. So like, it's like, do you get in the pool? So I won't go in the pool unless Stephanie gets in the pool too, because I don't want to look like a creep. Even though, I mean, it's just, I don't know. Why do I need the kid? Like I'm not doing anything.
See, a pool's different.
I want to do is get in the water. Like, why do I gotta? And then I feel self-conscious that they're all looking at me. I got the same thing. I just feel like everyone's looking at me, and they're not. They just don't care about you.
They were looking at me.
Yeah, because, I mean, she had to give you some stupid direction. Like, leave me alone. Don't emasculate me in front of all these people. Like, I mean, leave me alone. Let me figure it out myself, stupid. Anyway, listen. Hopefully this virus ends, you can come back to the people.
I can row over there in Quincy, right down the street from
No, once you come home, you'll have other people in your life, and you can not be buying garbage off the street.
It makes a big difference getting back into society. One thing that I noticed when I started coming back into the office, you feel a lot different.
I crave that. Yes. I want that. But I mean, it's like, in the meantime, I got to make do, and I got to talk to my volleyball. And it's very, very disconcerting, the person that I'm turning into. Yeah, but
you're in a tough spot. Yeah, you're in a tough spot. It's not a good spot to be in. But at least you have the mental fortitude. I actually talked to your sister. All right. I did. All right. Rich, what is coming up?
We have an awesome look at what life is going to be like if you're an NBA player down at Disney World. I mean, this was some of the best unintentional comedy in a long time. The 113-page Here's What to Do While at Disney World guide came out for the players, and it is a joy.
The best is that they have, like, you know, the best teams can pick the hotel, and then Roach was all over that.
I know. I actually have his recommendations.
Yeah, and then he, like, forgot something and started flogging himself for that. By the way, he posted, like, an hour and a half ago. All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
I am rather confused. Toucher and Rich. What the hell is going on?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
98.5 The Sports Hub with Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Oh, the NBA released their master plan for players, coaches, and attendees of the Disney World postseason experience, and it is awesome. More charts and graphics than USA Today and more unintentional comedy than Horse on ESPN. It was 113 pages, this massive manifesto, including maps and team hotel assignments based on how long you think they're going to stay. In other words, good teams get the nice hotels, bad teams, you're rocking the yacht club,
yep.
Which I guess is steerage at this place. So
here's that's how my level of where I stayed at Disney World.
This is so great. Here's how it shakes out based on seating. NBA teams at Disney get these assignments. The Bucks, Lakers, Raptors, Clippers, Celtics, Nuggets, Jazz, Heat, otherwise known as teams that actually have a shot. You're staying at the Grand Destino.
Ooh, now you're talking my language.
How fancy. Grand is in the name, so yep. It's got to be grand. Those are luxury suites at the Colorado Springs Resort, simply the creme de la creme of goofy-themed accommodations.
Yeah.
Second tier, you got the Thunder, the 76ers, Rockets, Pacers, Mavericks, Nets, Grizzlies, and Magic. You're staying at the Grand Floridian, which is on the monorail, which means that you're mingling with a buttload of COVID-19-loaded families that are headed for Splash Mountain, so beware about that. And as for the Blazers, Kings, Pelicans, Spurs, Suns, and Wizards, your ass is at the Yacht Club, which is kind of an Epcot Center no man's land. Although, as you were mentioning, Fred, unsolicited, Dan Roach did his ranking on Twitter last night, because of course he did. And he said his choices would be number one, the Yacht Club. Walk to Epcot, boat to Hollywood Studios, and it's on the boardwalk. Number two.
He doesn't realize they can't go.
They can't do that stuff.
I know.
They're
not allowed to do
that. Number two. But I just love how in his mind he thinks they're all going to be down there holding like balloons and eating like a Mickey waffle just as they ramble down the streets.
But Epcot maybe might as well be like 50 miles away. It doesn't matter.
But this is for the everyman. This isn't for someone in a bubble. I mean, this is advice for Joe Schmo.
Sure.
Joe Fan. Family man with the kids, where do you want to stay? This isn't about some prima donna basketball player.
He said, number two, Grand Floridian on the monorail, one stop to Magic Kingdom, great pool. At number three, Grand Destino, he puts, never stayed there. Big surprise, it is the Grand Destino. But it's a bus ride to everything, he says, because I'm sure the NBA players will be taking the bus everywhere they go.
They're going
to
be taking the tram everywhere. That seems to be Roach's idea of what's going to happen.
He loves that monorail. Each team will have access to a designated Disney culinary team who will help create individualized team menus. The players are going to get 3 meals a day and 4 meals a day on game days. On top of that, players can bring a personal security guard, massage therapist, or trainer, but those people would count toward the team's 35-person travel allotment, which means unless your name's LeBron James, you ain't bringing anybody. Getting under that 35 people for an entire team and their staff is nearly impossible. I saw that guy, Keith Smith, who we have on, the Disney World guy, who also has been writing for Celtics blog. He kind of broke down what that would mean for the Boston Celtics. I mean, their staff is like cut into a third, I think, from when they travel. It's really kind of unbelievable how quickly that fills up. So among the amenities that they're throwing at these guys, there's going to be a players-only lounge with video games, arcades, ping pong, movie screenings, DJ sets. I'm sure that's going to be cool.
This
nice all-dude rave.
This is like when you go to a hotel and they're like, hey, there's stuff for kids. And then you go and it's like a room with a broken, like, snooker table.
Right. They have like a nasty, moldy cornhole thing out back. You're like, all right,
these
cool.
Guys are four. Oh, yeah. Well, 3 months is flying by. They have movie screenings.
Outside. It's like on the big screen. We blow up the inflatable screen. Yeah, you can sit out in the lawn.
That's like going to a pep rally when you're in high school. What do you think? They're two?
Hey, football team.
Well, it says also pools and trails for running and riding bikes. So if you see Nikola Jokic riding down the water slide at Coronado Springs, don't be surprised. There's also going to be excursions, team-sponsored outings, such as boating, bowling, fishing, and golfing, and access to Disney's Animal Kingdom Wild Africa Trek. So if you really want to go on a safari, it's almost like you're there when you go down to the Animal Kingdom.
They serve beer there.
Oh, yeah, that they do. That is one of the parks that they do.
I will say that.
Now, don't think just because you're joshing around there aren't any protocols. All the activities come with significant rules, and this is as written in the book, such as, quote, 6 feet of physical distance and no headsets allowed during video gaming, no doubles during ping pong, only singles. So too close if you've got two guys on different sides.
And of course, of the table. There are going to be people there to monitor all of this.
I mean, this is great.
There's a ping pong table at the facility. But this is like, you know, you're like, there's a ping pong table. They're not going down to the rec room to play ping
pong.
They're
at the Max? Is that kind of what
they're playing? Yeah, who's going to be the first loser to use the rec room? I mean, could you imagine a million years being the guy that's like, sweet, rec room. Like, I got to go in there right now and play video games.
They say, we got cards? You play cards? But, you know, you got to sit 6 feet apart, and each deck of cards has to be disposed after you use them.
Yeah, so this is all very... And if they try to enforce this stuff, it's going to be hysterical. What are they going to just have?
Great.
They're just going to have guys with like binoculars looking at the cards.
I was thinking more like Vegas. You know, you got a guy in a room looking at monitors. You know, they install cameras on every level.
Right.
Oh, but it gets even better. And I know we got a break. We got a break here. We come back because you want to talk about being monitored. Oh, they have a way to monitor. And this is the best part of all of it.
That's right.
Let's just say the NBA has – this is going to be the best part of the entire postseason. The NBA has set up a tattletale hotline.
Yep.
We will get into all the details on all of this.
Is there going to be like one nerd that's in the rec room telling on people and having the time of his life?
Right. The Coronado Springs employee snitch that all the players are going to rally against. They're going to try to do awful things to him because they're going to bust them leaving and not like – Right. Socially distanced, you're playing doubles ping pong.
Right, because if I work at the hotel as if I work at the hotel as a luggage guy, the first thing I care about is what the players are doing.
Oh, if I'm TMZ, I'm right now calling every employee that you can get a hold of, and I'm slipping them $200, saying, "Dude, you let us know when one of these protocols is broken, because that's going to be a huge story, and it's going to be. I mean, we're going to get to some of the things that they're not allowed to do, and how the NBA plans on enforcing it. And it's going to be an awesome problem. It might actually alter the way that the playoffs end up shuffling out. So
they've put themselves in quite a hole. I mean, what they've planned is absolutely ludicrous. It's just insane. Like, have it or don't have it.
Oh, but it's great.
Look, I understand the bubble and everything and testing all the time. I understand all of it. But, I mean, if you're going to have to – don't pretend that you're not going to have the playoffs. If you're going to have it, have it. Put the teams in a hotel. I mean, there's a certain point where, you know, you can't cage someone for that.
No, this is all about responsibility. What's the
PR.
Word I'm looking for? Yeah, it's PR, but
it's
liability. That's what I'm thinking. Well, it's all about liability.
Well, you know, it is a disease that's infected millions. I don't know what they can do about it. But
so is there a library for LeBron? I'm sure there is.
He just
filled
has one
with
book,
all
the
of the best teen, all the best teen novels.
He's
I'm sure that the
all
Twilight
of his books shipped down with
yeah,
him.
It's yeah, it's just spotlights on the Godfather as it sits on this pedestal when you walk in.
Right.
With it, it's dog-eared on page 15. All right, we'll be right back here. The headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Toucher. Our only concern is your condition.
Rich. Oh, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Five, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And, Rich, we've been discussing what life will be like for the NBA players as they cruise around Disney, being in a bubble with sweet rec rooms with ping pong, but no doubles.
No.
And all kinds of other shenanigans. And what else is going on over there?
So I saw this whole packet that came out yesterday. It was 113 pages that they sent out to the players and the coaches and everything that breaks down. The first thing I thought, actually, was this is amazing. Like, the fact that after watching all the commissioners the other night on television, don't ever take Adam Silver for granted. This might be gratuitous, but it's awesome the amount that they've thought through
everything. Like, every overthought. Even overthought, obviously, by
we're talking about. I mean, you think so?
But at least they've thought of everything, where there's still some leagues who just try to figure it out. So that's the first thing I thought. And then I just started reading, and stuff got ridiculous. And Wallach said it best, is that this is them trying to obviously cover themselves for any sort of liability. But, I mean, there's a point where it gets absurd. Let's talk about how they plan on making sure that all the players are going to be safe to not get too close to another person who might have COVID-19. According to this report, players will have the option to wear a, quote, proximity alarm that will notify them if they spend more than 5 seconds within 6 feet of another person on campus who is wearing an alarm. This is optional for players and possibly referees, but it will be mandatory for all team and league staff members. So Brad Stevens, if he gets too close for too long, all of a sudden you are just in total trouble. You're going to get a beep fest coming at you.
They're all going to wear it, too. They're all going to wear it. Every one of them is going to ask for it. They're going to take off their, you know, $20,000 Rolex and put on some effing beep machine.
But, well, speaking of that, that's not the only thing they're going to wear. Players are also allowed to wear a smart ring that can help them with an early detection of COVID-19. Now, the ring will help track temperature, respiratory and heart rate, and other measurements. So basically, it's like an old mood ring from the 70s, if I'm not mistaken.
Or it's like a garbage, Garmin bracelet that people would wear back in the day. Yes.
Like a Fitbit? No, this is a ring.
Yeah, like a Fitbit. I know, but it's a Fitbit that's a ring. A ring. I wonder if it counts your steps as well as you bop around Disney in the rec room.
Yep.
But yes, that seems like something that is a fail-safe. That, well, first of all, I'm going to wear the ring because it rules. And second of all, I want to keep track of all these things so I can make myself insane.
So once the teams arrive in Orlando, and they also broke down the different phases of when people are going to show up, and the one thing I did find interesting is there's only one team that's going to go there during phase one, which I believe starts next week, and that's the Toronto Raptors. They're the only ones who are going to leave Canada. They're going to head down there, and they're going to be in Orlando for a long time before any of this even starts, because they, you know, with all the countries and all the quarantining and stuff, they want to get a head start. So once the teams arrive in Orlando, any player who leaves the campus without prior approval will be required to go through a process upon reentry, including enhanced testing, which means up to this point, they've been nice. They've been doing the little finger prick and the little mouth swab. Now, if you leave, they're shoving that thing up your nose. You're going to get that deep nasal swab testing almost as a punishment. Also, you're going to get a 10 to 14 day quarantine period.
Off campus.
That's a big deal, because we were talking about this. If you're a player and you get busted at a nightclub outside of this bubble, you're out for at least one round.
Apparently, according to our buddy Keith Smith, the NBA is working with local brokers, local real estate brokers, to find safe houses to put these players if and when they go off campus and get caught.
I think it's if they end up getting infected, they're trying to find off-campus homes where they can quarantine once they've been shown to have the infection.
Yeah, they're going to tell if LeBron goes off campus, they're going to be like, dude, you're out. You ain't playing.
I mean, that would be one of the best stories of the year if LeBron couldn't help himself. And, like, the team ended up losing because he went clubbing. I mean, it would be the greatest. But on top of that, they're going to reduce your compensation for any game that you can't play because you're a dumbass and you left. Also, no one's – this is great, too. They had to put this in there. Listen, no one's going to be stopped from leaving the NBA campus. However, the expectation is that you will only leave campus in extenuating circumstances. Maybe you just want to get your drink on. But they list a couple of them to see the birth of a child, a severe illness or death in the family, or a previously scheduled family wedding. So make sure you file those in. But the greatest part of all this is that the league has established an anonymous hotline for any potential violations. So if you are a player or you are somebody who is just going to Disney World and you see a guy taking off and leaving the campus, you can rat them out. And the discipline for that player of violating the rules will be anything from a fine to a suspension to a removal from campus on top of the things that I just mentioned. And somebody tweeted us and goes, you know, if I am like any like rival team,
I'm paying the people at the hotel like $5,000 to report anyone who happens to leave or violate these rules just to do you a solid. That would be pretty. I think it's a decent strategy. If you're,
yeah, I'd take the $5,000 and I'd say thank you. That was nice of you to give me $5,000. Now I'll be on my way.
Nice.
Yes, thank you so much.
I mean, it's going to be ridiculous, but I also think that some of this stuff is going to end up getting smoothed out a little bit by the time this all comes around. But you're right. When I read it, it's almost like when you're reading a pamphlet for a hotel with like all these dumb amenities that you're not going to use. Like they're not going to be, these guys are not going to be playing ping pong, but they had to tell you that they're going to be there anyway, just in case. Now, John, you were saying a story in your headlines, which is so ridiculous that I had to read it twice just to figure out what the hell was going on. And that is on top of all the stuff Kyrie Irving has been doing throwing a wrench into this. You knew that something like this would come out of it. Like, even if for a second Kyrie Irving might start to make sense, he ends up going to a complete end of the spectrum that goes, oh, yeah, well, the guy's just an idiot. Yeah. So his plan was that not only to not play this season, but he wanted to do something extra. Right, John?
Yes, he wants to start his own league. He wants to he was on a conference call, not with the 80 players he was on a call with earlier. This was on a call or a Zoom meeting or whatever with his Brooklyn Nets teammates. The Nets are going to the playoffs. They're staying at the second tier resort, the Grand Floridian. But apparently Kyrie doesn't want them to go and said, hey, come join me. We'll start our own league. The NBA doesn't care about us.
Yeah, absolutely. With that $100 million seed money that he has. I mean, who could lose it? And if I'm a player, I'm thinking, you know what? I could make at least $20 million over the span of my career playing in the NBA if I'm a player who sticks around for 4 years. Or I could go off with you, maniac, and lose everything.
Or I could listen to the guy with the Friends tattoo.
Right. Well, it's a well-thought-out plan. I'm sure that he put a lot of thought into it, and it just didn't come into his head while he was speaking. Uh-huh. But, yes, I mean, the line of players that would show up to go, you know, all the prestige and money here in the NBA, when I could go out with you on some thing that will bankrupt me for the rest of my time. Thank you so much.
This is something that he has been tossing around for the last year. Yeah. And so, I guess Kevin
let's
Durant.
Let's buy a radio station in Los Angeles. The three of us.
Well, Kevin Durant's just like, dude, you're stupid. Like, Kevin Durant is not. He thinks, like, according to reports, I guess that he. Like Kyrie Irving almost sold Carmelo Anthony on it. Well, maybe it's because
Carmelo's like at the end of his life, end of his career, just trying to hang on.
What does he care? Yeah, what does Carmelo care? Yeah.
But I guess Durant's opinion was, and I might be crediting Durant when it was another player, and I forget which one, but it was like, all right, dude, you can put up all this money and take a risk of losing it by starting a new league, or you can just show up and play some basketball, and they can give you $20 million a year.
No, that was Durant. No, you had that right. that was Durant. Like, what are you effing crazy? Crazy. I mean, that's the great thing is when Kyrie delivered his original message to the gang of 80, said, you know, we have to worry about the BLM movement and this, that, and the other. They were people who defended him, saying, you know, I understand it about the player, but the message is certainly worth listening to.
And no, it's not.
Well, no, that was the argument by some.
Yes, it was an argument by people searching for a way that they thought they were going to offend someone.
But, I mean, at least there were some people who were standing on that island. Now, this story comes out, and no one has rushed to defend him. Oh, he's bat crap crazy. He's nuts.
By the way, Bruins Luchador just tweeted, a buddy of mine who works for Amazon told me that 300 pairs of mustache glasses have recently been shipped to Orlando. They're going to pull the Bobby Valentine right to get out of there.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to, you know, the 12th man on the, you know, the 12th man on the Raptors should be careful. But if I'm a star, I'm going to go and stand on the top of a boat and just go, I'm the king of the world, and then go off on my way and go, I dare you to suspend me. Oh, I found you at a club. No, you didn't. Wait, there's a picture of you at a club. Nope, that's not me.
Not me.
But it has, you have the same tattoos and everything. Must be someone else. Photoshop.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. So you've got one league who, you know, might be overthinking things, but at least they're thinking through things. And now we will get to a few more details when it comes to Major League Baseball and, hey, some positive NHL news.
We will have that for you in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub.
Like, I didn't really pay attention to it, and now I'm pissed.
Rich. I'm going to dress as an ape and jump out of the bushes.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. I like that Maz promo. These fat loads, when you see the Kent DeCulvey days, or whatever the hell his name is,
Kent
for the Pirates.
Kent DeCulvey, yes.
Kent DeCulvey. Yeah. And you think to yourself, now that is an athlete.
By the way, this might be Maz's greatest moment. Like, this last month, Maz has been fantastic.
I've texted him during the shows a couple times. Yeah. Because they're like, oh, you know, they'll never have, not Maz, but like listeners, like, there'll never be another season like the Sosa McGuire season. No one's ever going to care about anything. You're like, do you remember when the Cubs were in the World Series? It seemed like something that garnered some attention. But yes, I mean, if you look at the series of mustachioed fat guys that pitched during my youth, I think you're a little off the mark there in terms of the athletic prowess of pitchers of old.
The Juan Berenguer of the world?
Yeah, exactly. The Juan Berenguer, the Guillermo Hernandez.
The David Wells?
Rick Russell, Fred.
Rick Russell, yes. He had a nice mustache. He was very fat. But, right. Yeah, I mean, these guys used to rip butts on the mound.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't exactly training in the offseason. All right. What's going on, Rich?
Okay. So, I mean, there's been, you know, so much bad news in baseball. And you know what? To be honest, we'll cover some of that a little bit later on because, once again, it's astounding just how they can't get out of their own way. But there was a little bit of good news yesterday from Mr. Bob McKenzie. Oh, it's TSN, right? He's a TSN guy.
Yes.
So he had this to say about the start of the hockey season.
There's an outside chance that could happen by the end of the week, but it's much more likely to carry over until next week to find out who the official hub cities will be. The other thing, cautioning against front runners, and everybody's talking about Vegas, and rightfully so, it seems like a front runner. Anecdotally, people were talking about Toronto as a front runner for the three Canadian cities, but the reality is that all three Canadian cities, Toronto, Vancouver, Edmonton, very much in the mix, and all of the hub potentials are still very much in the mix. And the news today that Prime Minister Trudeau said it's up to the provincial and municipal health authorities to determine if the quarantine is going to be waived is great news for one of the three Canadian cities. It does open the door for one of those three Canadian cities to be a hub.
Yes,
and that's the
indeed.
Main thing.
And that's Toronto. And got to give it to the Prime Minister. He knew when to get out of the way.
Yep.
He said, you know what? I don't need this on my hands.
And we need a lot of money being dumped into one of our cities. That's what we need.
Well, there aren't going to be a lot of people. No one can go. So
no,
a ton of money isn't going to be
staff,
dumped in.
No, yeah. There will be. It's millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, the NHL is paying millions and millions of dollars to these hubs. Like, the NBA is paying Disney millions and millions and millions of dollars to play there.
Yeah, it's a big deal. So, the idea that he was going to block that, you had to think. And that's probably why the NHL was waiting. It's not going to be Vancouver, Edmonton, because they got to have to keep it on east,
right,
further east than that. But, if you don't think it's going to be Toronto. So when he was just, he's like, I'm out of the way.
Yeah.
Hockey fans, don't blame me. So
that
there you go.
Great news. And although the one thing that I'm hearing all these different hockey reporters say is that Chicago is bullish. They really want to be one of the hubs.
I don't know how you can sequester guys there, and I don't know where the training rinks are. I don't know any of that.
I guess they have the facilities in Chicago, but I mean, I'm with you, Fred. I think one of the reasons they have been dragging their feet is because they've been waiting for what happened yesterday.
Yeah,
with
that's
Justin
what
Trudeau.
I've been saying all along.
Is that
they want Toronto, and that's why they have a date when this is all going to happen. They just wanted to not announce it until they knew if they could play in Toronto, and now that they can, they're going to play in Toronto.
So that's good. So tomorrow, hopefully, we will not tomorrow. By Monday, I've heard Monday. But he even said there, Bob McKenzie, that it could be before the end of the week. And I guess it all just depends on when they get all this stuff ironed out. So great news for the NHL. That sounds awesome. Maybe they can put out an awesome, super cool 113-page deal for when their players arrive in Las Vegas, where they can have beeping bracelets that if they get too close for somebody, they can, you know, be aware just in case, so they don't get the COVID from a random stranger, I guess. So congratulations to the NHL. Finally, making a little bit of progress after keeping everyone in the dark. Maybe finally David Pastrnak can get back into America and start practicing with his teammates. That would be kind of nice at this point.
All right. We will have more. There will be no commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.